Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, he said, فَمَنْ أَطَاعَهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَصَاهُ دَخَلَ النَّارِ. So whoever obeys him will enter paradise, and whoever disobeys him will enter the fire. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, مَنْ أَطَاعَهُ, whoever obeys him, he said, meaning, in that which he commands, then he will enter paradise. And he's saying, وَمَنْ أَصَاهُ, and whoever disobeys him, the Shaykh said, in that which he forbade, then he will enter the fire. This is something for which there is a great deal of confirmation in the Quran. This point that the author, Shaykh al-Islam, has mentioned here, فَمَنْ أَطَاعَهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَصَاهُ دَخَلَ النَّارِ, whoever obeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter paradise, whoever disobeys him will enter the fire. And Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is something for which a great deal of confirmation can be found in the Quran. And he gives a number of ayahs as proof. He said, He the Most High said, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 80. With the explanation, whoever obeys the messenger, then he has indeed obeyed Allah. And he quotes the second ayah, and he said, he the Most High said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Same surah, Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 64. With the explanation, and we did not send any messenger except that he should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. And he quotes a third proof. He said, and he, the perfect, said, وَإِن تُطِيئُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Surah An-Nur, the 24th surah, ayah 54. With the explanation, and if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and if you obey him, you will be rightly guided. And he quotes the fourth evidence, and he the Most High said, وَعَطِيءُ الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Surah An-Nur, same surah, 24th surah, ayah 56. With the explanation, and obey the messenger, that you may be shown mercy. And obey the messenger, that you may be shown mercy. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so whoever obeys him is guided. Ihtada is guided, and will enter Jannah, will enter paradise. And whoever disobeys him, ضَلَّ وَدَخَلَ النَّارِ, will be astray and will enter the fire. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes a proof from the Sunnah. He said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّكُمْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَأْبَى. قَال مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of you will enter Jannah, all of you will enter paradise, except for those who refuse. They said, up to the companions, they said, O Messenger of Allah, and who will refuse? He said, whoever obeys me enters paradise, and whoever disobeys me has refused. They mention in a footnote, this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari, this hadith 7280, from a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. You'll find it there in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari, in Kitab al-I'tisam, with the wording, Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah. Or the wording kullu ummati, everyone from my ummah will enter Jannah, will enter paradise. Shaykh Fawzan said, so his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying Abba, his saying he has refused, means he will have refused to enter paradise. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يسمع بي يهودي ولا نصراني ثم لا يؤمن بالذي جئت به إلا دخل النار. Shaykh Fawzan quotes a further evidence. He said, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one will hear of me, no Jew, nor any Christian, and then not believe in that which I came with, except that he will enter the fire. Except that he will enter the fire. In the footnote they mentioned, the hadith is reported by Muslim. It's hadith 153 from a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Shaykh Fawzan said, so whoever obeys him will enter paradise, and whoever disobeys him will enter the fire. وهذا هو الفارق بين المؤمن والكافر. And this is the distinguishing factor between the mu'min, between the true believer, and between the kafir, between the disbeliever. Then comes the, that's where Shaykh Fawzan's explanation of that point ends, and the main text continues that Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, he quotes a proof in the text for what he's just stated. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. Al-Ayat min Surah Al-Muzzammil. The author rahimahullah said, and the proof is his saying, he the Most High. And he quotes Ayahs 15 and 16 from Surah Al-Muzzammil, the 73rd Surah. The two Ayahs with the explanation, we sent a messenger to you as a witness for or against you, just as we sent a messenger to the Pharaoh. But the Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a severe punishment. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said in explanation, his saying, وَالدَّلِيلُ, and the proof, meaning, for the sending of the messenger. What's the proof for the sending of the messenger? What's one of the proofs? Meaning, for the sending of the messenger, is his saying, he the Most High. He quotes the first of the two ayahs, or he quotes both the ayahs. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. The same ayahs of the text, with explanation. We sent a messenger to you as a witness for or against you, just as we sent a messenger to the Pharaoh. But the Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a severe punishment. Shaykh Fawzan said, explaining the ayah, his saying, he the Most High, inna. He said, the pronoun here, I mean the pronoun inna, pronoun that's translated as we. Inna, in the language we translated as we. Shaykh Fawzan said, the pronoun here, meaning we, refers to Allah, the Perfect and Most High, meaning who sent the messenger. In arsalna, the explanation, we sent a messenger. Shaykh Fawzan said, the pronoun here refers to Allah, the Perfect and Most High, and this is a dhamir, a pronoun of al-mu'adhim nafsahu. This is a pronoun of one declaring his own greatness. And why is it said inna? something similar in English. They have the royal we. We. Why is it said we? It doesn't indicate plurality. It doesn't indicate what's plural. Rather, as Sheikh Fawzan said, as the English, the royal we, it indicates Salaam. One who is declaring his own greatness, the we of greatness. And he said, because he, meaning Allah the Most High, he is indeed Azeem. He is indeed tremendous. He, the Perfect and Most High. So I mean that when Allah the Most High refers to himself as Inna, that we, then referring to his own tremendousness. Not with no meaning of plurality. Rather, indicating his own greatness. Then Shaykh Fawzan mentioned the next word, the word in the ayah, Arsalna. The explanation, we sent. Shaykh Fawzan said, likewise, this pronoun is to show greatness. Al-Adhama. In Arsalna, we sent. This indicates greatness. And the meaning of Arsalna is we sent him. Ba'athnahu wa awhayna ilayhi. We sent him and sent revelation to him. The word ilaykum, which is explained as to you, we sent a messenger, ilaykum, to you, plural, to you people. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, O thaqalayn, O two weighty species. And this word, al-thaqalan, in Arabic, it refers to two species upon the face of the earth. It refers to mankind and the jinn. The two weighty species. And some of them explain it to me, that mankind and jinn, the two weighty ones, those two species, from amongst all the species of animals and the like upon the earth, those two species that have been given the intellect and the ability to distinguish between truth and falsehood, tamiz. So they are called al-thaqalan. But anyway, back to the explanation of Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, ilaykum, meaning to you, O two weighty species, the jinn and mankind. It is an address to the whole of mankind. Because the risala, the messengership of this Rasul, of this messenger, is is universal to all of mankind until the hour is established. Rasulan, a messenger, Shaykh Fawzan said, he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the phrase shahidan alaykum, as a witness upon you, Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning with Allah. He is a witness, he will be a witness upon you with Allah, the Perfect and Most High, on the day of resurrection. A witness that he conveyed to you the message of Allah, and that he established the proof upon you. Just as he, the Most High, said, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. Surah An-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 165. With the explanation, Allah sent messengers as bringers of glad tidings for the obedient ones and as warners for the disobedient ones, so that no plea should remain with the people, with Allah, after the sending of the messengers. Shaykh Fawzan said, so no one on the day of resurrection will be able to say, I did not know that I was created to worship. I didn't know that I was created for ibadah. I did not know that I was created for worship. I did not know what was obligatory upon me. I did not know what was forbidden for me. It will not be possible for someone to say this. Because the Rasul, the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, conveyed the message to them. And this nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it will bear witness against them. And this nation will bear witness against the previous nations. He the Most High said, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, ayah 143. With the explanation, and likewise, we made you the best and a justly balanced nation, so that you should be witnesses against mankind, and the messenger should be a witness upon you. Sheikh Fawzan said, so this ummah, this nation, will bear witness against the previous nations on the day of resurrection, that their messengers conveyed the messages of Allah to them. This nation here will bear witness against all the previous nations, that indeed their messengers did convey the message to them. Based upon what? How will this nation bear witness to that? The Shaykh said, based upon what they find in the book of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. In this nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will they bear witness for people who passed away centuries in the past? How will they bear witness to their messengers? We never met them. How can this nation bear witness to that? The Shaykh said, based upon what we read, based upon what they read in the book of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Because Allah has narrated to us the news of the previous nations, and of them, and of the messengers, and of what they said to their nations. All of this we know from the book of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, which is not approached by falsehood from in front nor from behind, which is revelation sent down by the one who is all wise, the one deserving of all praise. Then Shaykh Fawzan mentions part of the ayah, وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ, with explanation, and the messenger, he will be, Shaykh Fawzan said, he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be upon you, O nation of Muhammad, a witness, a shaheed. He will be a witness upon you, that this nation will be a witness against the previous nations, and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness to us. The Shaykh said, he will witness upon you with Allah that he indeed established the proof upon you, and that he conveyed the message to you, and that he sincerely advised you for Allah's sake. So no proof will remain on the day of resurrection for a person to say, nothing reached me, no warner came to me. Even the unbelievers, they will confess when they are thrown into the fire. They will confess, they will admit and acknowledge this fact when they are thrown into the fire, even the unbelievers. Shaykh Fawzan said, he the Most High said, quoting the proof, كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَى قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. Surah Al-Mulk, 67th Surah, Ayahs 8 to 9. With the explanation, whenever a crowd of them are thrown into the fire, its keepers will ask them, did not a warner come to you? They will say, yes indeed. They will admit, yes indeed, a warner came to us, but we denied, and we said, Allah did not send down anything. You are upon great misguidance. Shaykh Fawzan explained, saying, they said to the messengers, you are upon misguidance. So they denied the messengers, and they declared them to be upon misguidance. They will in other words, they will confess this on the day of resurrection. They confess that messengers indeed came to them, but they rejected them. Sheikh Fawzan said, this is the hikmah, this is the wisdom in the sending of the messengers. Iqamatul hujjah ala al-ibad. To establish the proof upon the servants. Establish the proof upon the people. And to guide whomever Allah wishes to guide. The messengers, Allah guides through them whomever He wishes. And He establishes the proof upon those who obstinately refuse and deny and disbelieve. I mentioned these two purposes here. This dual purpose. That through the messengers, Allah guides whomever He wishes. Some accept the call of the messengers and follow it and are rightly guided. And others, what happens to them? Then there, the proof is established upon them through the messengers. Then Shaykh Fawzan quotes the next part of the ayah, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا. The explanation, just as we sent a rasul, a messenger, to Fir'aun. Shaykh Fawzan said, the rasul, the messenger here, is Musa, alayhi salatu wassalam. And Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, he was the tyrannical king in Egypt. The one who claimed lordship, he claimed rububiyyah, he claimed lordship for himself. And Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, was the title of every king of Egypt. He was called Fir'aun. Every king of Egypt at that time, he was called Fir'aun, he was called a Pharaoh. And what is meant by it here is the Pharaoh who claimed rububiyyah, the one who claimed lordship for himself. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. As it says in Surah Al-Nazi'at, 79th Surah, Ayah 24, with the explanation that he said, I am your highest Lord. This is what Fir'aun said to his people. I am your highest Lord. Shaykh Fawzan said, continuing with the explanation of the ayah, فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ. So Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, disobeyed the messenger. Shaykh Fawzan said, he was Musa, the messenger was Musa. He disbelieved in him. Pharaoh disbelieved in him. Just as Allah has narrated in his book, narrating what occurred between Musa and the Pharaoh, and how the affair of Fir'aun and his people ended up. And the next part of the ayah, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ. With the explanation, so we seized him with punishment, Shaykh Fawzan said. Meaning, we seized Fir'aun with uquba, with punishment. And it was that Allah drowned him and his people, in the ocean. Then he entered him into the fire. مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. Surah Nuh, Ayah 25. With the explanation, because of their sins, they were drowned, and they were entered into fire. Shaykh Fawzan said, so he, meaning Fir'aun, he is in the fire, in the barzakh, in the intermediate life, life after death, and before Yawm al-Qiyamah, the life of the barzakh. That Fir'aun, in that life, intermediate life, he is in the fire. Then Shaykh Fawzan quotes a further evidence. He said, He the Most High said, النار يُعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. Surah Ghafir, the 40th Surah, 46. With the explanation, the fire, they are exposed to it morning and evening. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is in the barzakh. What's been referred to in this ayah, it is in the barzakh. What's in the barzakh? It's intermediate life. Before the hereafter, they are exposed to the fire morning and evening until the hour is established. And this is a proof for azab al-qabr. This is a proof for torment in the grave. It's a proof for punishment to the grave. And Allah's refuge is sought. Ameen. This ayah is referring before the Fir'aun and his people are being punished, before the hour is established. After death and before the establishment of the hour, which is what? Which is the life of the barzakh, the life of the grave. So as the Shaykh said, this is a proof of punishment of the grave, this ayah. And the evidence for that is the continuation of the ayah. Okay, someone's not clear about that. The continuation of the ayah proves this. The Shaykh of Fawzan quotes the continuation of the ayah. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Surah Ghafir, same surah, 40 surah, same ayah, ayah 46, the continuation with the explanation. And on the day when the hour is established, it will be said, enter the people of Fir'aun into the severest torment. That's what will be said on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So but before that, they've been punished already. So Shaykh Fawzan said, this is three punishments. The severe punishment is three. Firstly, that Allah drowned them and wiped them out, all of them, in a single night, or in a single moment. In a single moment. That Allah drowned them and wiped them all out in a single moment. Secondly, that they are being punished in the barzakh, in the intermediate life, until the hour is established. And thirdly, that when they are raised up on the day of resurrection, they will enter the severest torment, and Allah's refuge is sought. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, and likewise will be the case with those who disobey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For his outcome, the outcome of such a person, will be more severe than the outcome of the people of Fir'aun. Because Muhammad is the most excellent one of the messengers. So whoever disobeys him, his punishment will be worse. Then Shaykh Fawzan explains the last part of the quoted ayah, أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. He explains, فَأَخَذْنَهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا, with the explanation, and we seized him, أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا, with severe punishment. Shaykh Fawzan said, أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا means شَدِيدًا قَوِيًا لَا هَوَادَةَ فِيهِ. What's meant here by severe punishment, he said it means severe and strong, with no lenience. Punishment which is severe, which is shadid, severe, qawi, strong, with no hawada, no lenience whatsoever. No leniency. No leniency. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْكُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ عَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Surah Hud, the 11th surah, ayah 102. With the explanation, and thus is the punishment of your Lord when he punishes the towns for their wrongdoing. His punishment is painful and severe. Shaykh Fawzan said, so this ayah is a proof. And this whole, the whole ayah, Surah Al-Muzzammil, the ayah of the text, 73rd surah, ayahs 15, 16. He said, this ayah is a proof. Well, the first ayah, ayah 15. This ayah is a proof for Allah's bestowing minnah, his bestowing favour upon us, by the sending of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. And that the purpose behind his being sent is that he should make clear to us the way to worship. Tariq al-ibadah, the way in which we are to worship. So whoever obeys him will enter Jannah, will enter paradise. And whoever disobeys him will enter the fire. Just as the people of Fir'aun entered the fire when they disobeyed their messenger, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And likewise the enemies of the messengers, all of them. This is their way and their path.